Bringing you the news and information you need from the people making a difference. This is Comcast Newsmakers.
Hello and thanks for joining us. I'm Laurel Hess and this is Comcast Newsmakers. Our topic today is the Michigan Technology Leaders 2006 event. Here to discuss it with us is the president of Ericus International, Tracy Ann Palmer. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Laura. It's nice to be here.
Tell me a little bit about this event. It is coming up, I know, on May 16th through the 18th. What is it, and is this the first year, or has it been going on for a while?
It is the first year that we're running it under the umbrella of the Michigan Technology Leaders. And the entire mission and objective of the event is to really bring together the entire technology community of Michigan. To talk about innovation, excellence, how to bring action, how to change, and be innovative with what we're doing here. And also to bring about, we're doing some fantastic work in the technology community here in Michigan, and we really want to make sure that that's being put on a pedestal and those that are doing the work are being recognized for it.
Well, certainly it is a challenging time right now mm-hmm. for technology, especially mm-hmm. manufacturing technology in our state. What are some of the big challenges that lie ahead, and are those the types of things that will be discussed at this event?
Absolutely. You know, there are a lot of conversations right now within the IT community about things like IT outsourcing. How is that affecting us? How is that impacting us? Issues of globalization. How is that impacting here from a local community as well? Further to that, what is happening here locally from a Michigan standpoint, how is that affecting us? So we're going to be addressing all of those issues. We have some individuals like Phil Bertolini, Terry Takai, who's going to be talking on the agenda, Lynn Ellen from DTE Energy. We also have brought in Robert Austin from Harvard Business School. In fact, he's authored a lot of books and he actually runs the MBA program over at Harvard.
Bringing you the news and information you need from the people making a difference. This is Comcast Newsmakers.